88.3 FM, Montreal.
Listen, you smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Beckman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down there.
Smell something?
All righty. Hey, everybody. You tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. This is Logic Johnson bringing you another pre-recorded for your safety episode of Listen, Did You Smell Something? And this next one goes out to the Durf Man.
Thank you. Change, change, change. You treat me, oh, you treat me.
slips away. Day. Two cats were acting, and I heard one say,
"Say, man, I married this chick across town. And a day after the wedding, I caught her getting down."
I just stood there with my mouth full, not believing what I heard. When I asked the cat what it did, this was his very words. He said, "If it was good enough for my daddy, I kind of figured it would be good enough for me." He said, "If it was good enough for my daddy, I just knew it'll be good enough for me." Yeah, yeah. Decided to follow my old man, 'cause the way mom rapped about him, he had a master plan. He had to turn me on to this chick so mom wouldn't find out. And if mom ever asked me about it, this is what she'd hear me shout. I said, "Mom, if it was good enough for daddy, I kinda figured it would be good enough for me. If it was good enough for my daddy, I just knew it'll be good enough for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it was good enough for my dad, it's good enough for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah."
it was good enough. It was good enough for me. To tell you the truth, it was good to both of us.
Well, all right, y'all. Hey, everybody. Looks like we are well underway. Cruising altitude, as they might say, in the avionics world. This is Logic Johnson, and of course, I am coming to you live, but not really, on CKUT with another weekly installment of Listen, Did You Smell Something? And I guess the neighbor is running an air compressor not too far away. Hope you can't really hear that too much in the background. Hopefully the background music just kind of masks that, you know, and conceals it nice and good. But if it don't, then I'm sorry. What am I going to say? Some people need to run their air compressor in their yard at 8 in the morning. What am I going to say? So yeah, it's 8 in the morning to me, not to you. Don't panic. I'm pre-recorded. You haven't, you know, had any clock problems. Don't worry. Actually, to you right now, it would probably be something more in the realm of 1:22 in the morning. Roundabouts. All right. And of course, it's the lovely, wonderful median intersection of Thursday and Friday where anything is possible. The heart shines with hope of incredible potential for a wonderful Saturday. And then Sunday comes along, you feel kind of semi-blue because you're like, ah, tomorrow's Monday. Anyhow, so that's your lesson in weekdays for the week. More on that next week. But why don't we go ahead and name some songs? We started the thing off with Wade Marcus with Spinning Wheel. There goes the cat. He didn't like that for some reason. And then we had Ann Peebles with Chain of Fools. The Ohio Players with Time Slips Away. That one is brought to you at the behest of Mr. Flyin' Ryan. You know, and by the way, Mr. Flyin', I frankly was not able to fulfill as substantial a portion of that request list as I was hoping that I might, but I definitely found some Ohio Players, because of course I have some Ohio Players always at my fingertips. Now, James Brown with Superbad. You might have heard it once or twice in your life. That's what came next. And Darrow Fletcher with Improve, and Clarence Reed, If It Was Good Enough for Daddy. So consider yourselves updated and replete with fresh information, and here we go with some more stuff. I'm going to play another classic. Since I played Superbad, I'm going to play this other song that you really should know. CKUT.ca. Run.
blood. He's smart and he's tough, but he's got a lot to learn about survival in the streets. And the man he's gonna learn from is Rommel.
How come you didn't do it?
Do what?
Kill him. Any chump can shoot a man down, but it takes a real man to get to another man's heart.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, the star of Welcome Back, Kotter and Hooli High, is Rommel. Brian O'Dell is Youngblood. They're united by a bond that's stronger than blood. They need each other to survive.
Pretty tough little dude, ain't you, Youngblood?
When I gotta be.
Youngblood. We know you ain't no fool. He's growing up fast in a neighborhood at war, and if he lives through the gang fights, the pushers, and the back alley death traps, he's gonna be a star. Well, Youngblood. With music written and performed by War, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Youngblood.
Go, 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 go
women don't even know that a man walked on and made of stone. Oh, baby, we got the fire, we got the feelings too. So you might get a little bit tired when the thing is through. For heaven's sake, baby, give a man a break. For heaven's sake, honey, give a man a break sometime. Some women, they like to feel that a man is strong and he made of steel. Said, I don't know where you got the notion, but it seems like you're causing a lot of commotion. Oh, baby, give me all the love I got, everything you need. When I get home, baby, give a little more respect to me. For heaven's sake, honey, give a man a break. Give a man a break sometime. Women should have more consideration for the working man's population. They're telling me my love is insane, and somehow I never got to finish our dream. Everything you want, everything you need. When I get home, baby, give a little more respect to me. For heaven's sake, honey, give a man a break. For heaven's sake, baby, Lord have mercy, give a man a break sometime. Give me a little more respect when I come home. A little more consideration while we're all alone. Just a little of your time. God, can't you see you're driving me out of my mind? Give it up, 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 give it up. For heaven's sake.
Well, all right, y'all. Remember now to please remain tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM Greater Montreal, but also in the process, go and check out CKUT.ca. Now, that's maybe how you found the live presentation here. Maybe that's where you found me in the archives. Maybe you didn't need to be told this. But for those listening on a classic style airborne radio, there's a website, y'all. You probably surmised that for yourselves as well, but I thought I'd give you the exact coords. All right? All right. So, once again, this is Logic Johnson, another episode coming to you of... Listen, do you smell something? The Derf Man's still on momentary hiatus, and by momentary, I mean, you know, medium-term, medium-range duration here. It's been several months. We get it. We get it. But what are you going to do? It's hard to travel around from Laval to the South Shore in the Quebec region. For those of you that are not within the boundaries of our provincial area here, it's tough to get around between certain times and certain times. Does that mean I agree with it? Does that mean I think the person who thought of it is an intelligent person? No, but, you know, it is what it is. That being said, let's name some songs, and besides that, I'm really just kind of dragging on. I am using my words in multiples of 10 here to get said what I need to get said. And now I'm going to get a little bit more efficient. We had Sly and the Family Stone with Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. Soul Combination was next, and apparently that was Soul Combination. I think I've had this confusion before. But you know what? Let's power forward. Let's Horace Grant this mother. E. Gonna Show and the Skeptics with Afro Bush. Mickey and the Soul Generation with Football. Yeah, I played that one a couple times in the past. We had Darnell Simpkins and the Family Tree with The Whip Part 2. We definitely played that one. And then we had Charles Mintz, Give a Man a Break. And indeed, you know, if you're out there right now and you're trying to tell people
that, you know how vaccination works and you know how epidemiology works, you know, because you acquired this knowledge by osmosis by thinking about it for about maybe 20 minutes. Give me a break. If I was a man, wait, I am a man. I would say give a man a break. It's early, y'all. I'm running on 20% brain chemicals and 80% coffee. So you got to give me a break. This is going wonderfully. This is going wonderfully. It's morning to me. It's the next morning to you, and makes for an interesting production. How about some more stuff? Oh, yes. Let's liven it up. Maybe this is for my own benefit, this one here.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind of dog, funky dogs, nasty dogs.
Futuristic bow wow.
Youngblood. He's smart and he's tough, but he's got a lot to learn about survival in the streets. And the man he's gonna learn from is Rommel.
How come you didn't do it?
Do what?
Kill him.
Any chump can shoot a man down, but it takes a real man to get to another man's heart.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, the star of Welcome Back, Kotter and Hooli High, is Rommel. Brian O'Dell is Youngblood. They're united by a bond that's stronger than blood. They need each other to survive.
Pretty tough little dude, ain't you, Youngblood?
When I gotta be.
Youngblood. We know you ain't no fool. He's growing up fast in a neighborhood at war. And if he lives through the gang fights, the pushers, and the back alley death traps, he's gonna be a star. With music written and performed by War, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Youngblood.
Shouldn't pose.